following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's deer season, and the deals are huge. Save big right now on all John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Get implement bonuses, cash back, or 0% financing. And this deer season, your trade has never been worth more. Offer ends May 2nd, 2011, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
For great deals and service on legendary John Deere equipment, visit Landmark Implement today, or find us on the web at landmarkimp.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's gotta be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the beginning, there were many. As time went on, there became few. Now there is only one.
And this isn't it.
I tried to give you a second chance. You were a smartass. You're off the show. Bye. See ya. See ya.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show with Doug Duda.
Oh, and the President of the United States is here as well. And and over there is the Pope. I knew I shouldn't show you that because I knew you couldn't do two things at once. My bad.
That's right.
My bad. Everybody that follows college basketball every day of the week, unlike you, Colin Cowherd.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
13 flavors. All of our wings.
It's burger night.
Burger night. Totally jacked.
No way. No. Enough with this college hockey. Because they only played them three times.
The Den Popper Inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperStation.com. The Bruce Furniture Fan Line. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-3776. And now to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The final week of March, and March Madness continues. We're glad to have you along with us on the program today. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the phone number. Love to hear from you on the show today. We're going to be pretty wide open on this Monday as we're in that tweener stage. Spring ball just getting back going again. The Huskers, after spring break, they're going again today. 12 more practices, I believe it is, until the spring game on April the 16th. Hastings College had their first spring practice under new head coach Tony Harper yesterday, and the Lopers will also be getting going again after spring break. But obviously, football is not the talk. Basketball is the talk. And Colin Cowherd kind of stole a lot of the thunder I had. All the things I printed out, all the information I had, he went on an hour rant about Kansas being choke artists. Doug Duda, along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our producer, engineer Merritt, with us on this Monday. It is the wildest Final Four. I love how sports talk radio works. You got to find an angle. The angle now is this what we want? Now that there's underdogs playing for the Final Four and no true top 10 team, I mean, I think Connecticut might have been sneaking into the 9th or 10th slot in the final poll. Is this what you want to see? And we can discuss that as well this morning. I believe the best team in the nation is done. The best basketball team in the nation is no longer playing. I will say that. But I have no problem with what's going on and who's left in the Final Four.
The only thing I will say is, if Colorado would have been in this field, I would have been less surprised if Colorado would have been in the Final Four than I am if the Virginia Commonwealth is in the Final Four. You look at this. We put so much talk in there to Sagarin rankings and whatever. Entering this tournament, Sagarin ratings indicated that Virginia Commonwealth was 77th, Butler 46th, Kentucky and Connecticut 12th and 14th, respectively. I look back at these schedules of who beat these teams. Virginia Commonwealth, their coach has got a quote. The coach has a quote that says, with as many seniors in this experience, we're as experienced as anybody in this field. Okay, Shaka, that's great. Where was your experience?
Shaka Smart.
Where was your experience at Georgia State when you lost by 13? Where was your experience at Northeastern, whoever the hell Northeastern is, when you lost by 11? I don't understand how all of a sudden you make a run through this tournament like they have. It really just befuddles me. And you look at, which doesn't take a lot. Everybody's sitting out there going, well, you're a moron anyway. But Butler, yeah, you played Duke earlier in the year. And, yeah, you were at Louisville. But you lost at Wisconsin-Milwaukee. You lost at Wright State by 5. You lost at Valparaiso by 6. At Youngstown State. Youngstown State. Cleveland State. You're in the Final Four? Connecticut's 9-9 in their conference. 9-9. They finished 9th in the Big East Conference. 9th, folks. Kimba Walker's great. He's been great all year. But 9th in your conference and you're in the Final Four now?
Best team in the country is Ohio State. Ohio State couldn't have played any worse and lost to Kentucky by 2. And Kentucky is moving on to the Final Four. And it's hard to believe that they haven't been in the Final Four since 1998, that proud, proud program. I mean, it's been so long that you don't even hear Kentucky people complaining about it anymore. That shocked me. I didn't realize it had been since 1998. Ohio State's the best team in the country. That's the bottom line. It'll be interesting to see when the final poll comes out how people vote, especially say if a Butler or unbelievably a VCU somehow wins the next two ball games. Everybody's just going to assume now that it's Connecticut and Kentucky and the winner will win the national championship. Remember, Butler was a heave away from winning the national championship last year. They are the team I want to see win it. I think they have shown the consistency over the last 2 years of these four teams. UConn, the way they have played, though, they are playing the best at this time of all these teams. I think they are the best team. But there are so many things as I watch basketball over the weekend that just made me angry. And one of those is, especially on Saturday, not so much Sunday, but Arizona, UConn, Florida, Butler. You play 39 minutes of basketball, and then all of a sudden you turn into a street thug and start throwing up 28-foot three-pointers with plenty of time on the clock. You come out of a timeout. That's the best shot you can get, 4 seconds out of the timeout. Florida came running down the floor in overtime, and that kid shot a 25-footer contested three-pointer. Roy Williams, what are you going to do? Are you going to donate those four timeouts to charity? Is that what you're going to do at North Carolina? You're going to donate those to charity? You call timeout. You can't tell me that the play you've set up is a 28-foot three-pointer. Florida, great job of managing the clock at the end of regulation against Butler. 20 seconds to go. You stand out at midcourt, and all you can do is a crossover fadeaway 22-footer. That's pathetic.
That wasn't a bad shot.
Great. Oh, wow. They really drew up a great play.
Well, I don't know if it's a great play, but he got an open look at a three-pointer.
Arizona, they missed the three. They get the offensive rebound. They got an open 10-footer. Instead, the moron kicks it out into the corner for a three. What's wrong with shooting twos anymore?
Well, they got a line out there.
You want to be a hero in the Elite Eight, or do you want to be a hero in the Final Four?
No,
nobody remembers who makes the shot in the Elite Eight or the Sweet 16. I cannot believe.
Unless you're Christian Laettner.
I just can't believe these shots that these guys are taking. Kansas, what in the hell are you doing? Get the ball inside to the big fellas. Just because VCU was making a couple threes, show some discipline. That is why these teams are getting upset. That is why Butler is winning. That is why VCU is winning. It's kind of the reason Kentucky's winning. Discipline, which is just totally lost on the collegiate athlete coming out of the inner city these days. And that's the argument on the other side. Well, I'd take this kid to shoot any shot anytime. Not a 27-footer when you don't need it, when you got better options. Some of these teams have 5 great players out there. It's not like Kemba Walker's the only guy on the team. Some of these squads, Kansas, you got more than one guy.
But Kentucky knocked down shots. That's why they beat North Carolina. Every time they got to look at the basket, they knock them down. That's the difference between Kentucky and Nebraska. Nebraska would have lost that game by 20 points because they don't have anybody to shoot the ball like that.
But it's a specific, I mean, you can say Virginia Commonwealth made 12 threes yesterday. Yeah, they did. And Kansas made the run in the second half and cut it to 4 and then fell apart. Huh, how did you get it down to 4? Inside, steals, layups, buckets, driving to the hole. Then all of a sudden, oh, this ain't cool. Let's start shooting threes. VCU made another one. We got to shoot one. No. And that comes to coaching. I don't care. That comes to coaching. You know what? If you want to sit out there and shoot threes, you can sit on the bench. I got another All-American. I got another All-Stater that I'm going to put in that's going to run the offense. You want to win or you want to showboat? You want to be an All-Star? You want to be you? Teams advance. Individuals don't. And that's what we're seeing in these 4 teams that remain. Kemba Walker, say what you want. He's got some guys helping him out. Arizona, that was just pathetic. Florida, the last minute of those games, and Florida did it twice because it went into overtime. That was pathetic, the way those games ended, the shots that were taken, and that's the way you want your season to end? That's the way you want your career to end? I got to take the shot. I don't care if I miss it, but I got to take it. Wow.
VCU finds themselves in a Final Four. Butler, back-to-back years, finds themselves advancing to the Final Four. But yet we can't win a game. We can't advance the NCAA tournament, let alone win a game. Should the tournament be expanded? No. More teams have a chance to win?
No.
Is there too many teams in it right now?
No. One of the best points are made. Whoever wins this tournament. That doesn't mean they're the best team in college basketball. Let's face it, if VCU, I would hope, if Virginia Commonwealth and Kansas played 10 times, I would hope Kansas would win at least 8 of them.
I would think so.
A one-game tournament. You specifically, I mean, if you played Kansas 10 times, it's your conference, and you played Kansas and the likes of them 10 times, you're not going to win every one. It's not. But you prepare one time, you get a little hot. That's the beauty of the tournament. Anybody can win. Were we bored when all 4 number one seeds made it? Maybe. But were there exciting games? Yes. Did they survive? Yes. Did they hit clutch shots? Yes. That's exactly what you're seeing here. Only the big boys maybe aren't hitting as many clutch shots down the stretch. We've had a lot of games go right down to the wire and have been very, very good games. But we haven't had a lot of games go right down to the wire where somebody made a bucket at the horn. It's usually a miss, and it's usually a horrible shot miss, as I've just illustrated from over the weekend. There have been a few. Heck, Butler won their first game. Some people had Old Dominion going to the Final Four, and now they're shocked that Butler's there. Well, Old Dominion's 0.6 seconds away from being on the same route. I'm not saying just because they would have won, because the matchups would have been different. But that's the way. Who do you want to win? You got 4 teams left. Who as a fan do you want to win? Not in an office pool, not in a big time, but who do you want to win? I already said I want Butler.
Yeah. I'm still astonished because last year I thought Butler, like I said on Friday, I've been trying to knock Butler out since the Sweet 16 a year ago, and they haven't been able to do it. I don't know what's wrong with Butler. I don't know why you look at them. I guess Butler, you know, maybe Kentucky because you get to see Ashley Judd jumping up and down. That's a plus there. Connecticut started off the season, Jim Calhoun on suspension for 3 games, recruiting violations. To make you want to cheer for him? I mean, certainly not, you know, no. I guess Butler would be the team that Brad Steele. Couldn't that guy just pick an NBA? What's his future?
Tennessee didn't want him. Texas Tech evidently didn't want him. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Always love to have your emails roll into us. Mark says, Self did get outcoached, and not because it's trendy to say that about Smart. Kansas had a sizable advantage inside and tried to beat Virginia Commonwealth at their own game by continually trying to chuck up 3-pointers.
Dent Popper inbox. Dave and Daddy.
What?
I have figured out how the Huskers will win it all next year. We have all the listeners pull their money together and have Doug bet on teams the Huskers play every Saturday. The Doodle Jinx will lead us to the promised land. P.S. Thanks for betting on the Jayhawks yesterday. El Conquistador.
And the problem is El Conquistador is talking about football. We're talking basketball, moron.
But you did put your lock of the year second to none. Ohio State will rock.
I know. I was 3-1 that night. My lock of the weekend, not of the year. My lock lost. There's no doubt about it.
3-1. Yes. We go back to the tape and listen to that.
And well, I don't know if we can go to the show tape, but I do have verification of witnesses. Yes. Yes. Just getting ready to watch the games all that right. night. I mean.
Okay. You bring up Old Dominion playing Butler. You know, as one of those teams that a lot of people thought, Old Dominion, Butler, everybody thought that could be the game that shoots somebody. And a lot of people thought Old Dominion. You know, Virginia Commonwealth was 1-2 against Old Dominion. You know, when teams are talking about an 8-9 matchup like Old Dominion, Butler, you find a sleeper team. And it's real easy to point out now when you narrow down these teams. But you look, they beat them by 11. They lost Old Dominion by 11. And then they got a chance again, and they lost by 5 in the conference final. So, the Virginia Commonwealth, that's going to be a great game. Have we saw the point spreads yet? I have not.
Yes, I have the point spreads. Before we get to the point spreads, before we get to the Doug and Daddy pool bracket challenge, who's the best team in college basketball this second? This year, who has the best team in college basketball right
Ohio
now?
Ohio State,
okay.
I would think.
Just wanted to see. Here we go. Let's look at the folks with Kansas getting bounced. Nobody that I could find, at least on the first three pages, has Butler or Virginia Commonwealth. If you haven't heard the stat, 5.9 million entries. Two people have the Final Four right. And you got to figure that they're either students or alumni of Butler and Virginia Commonwealth. I got to figure Virginia Commonwealth.
They had the one guy on SportsCenter this morning.
Oh, did they?
He was asked to get into his kid's pool, and his kid said no at first. Then he let his dad in.
He didn't live under a bridge somewhere, did he?
No,
it was a great old voice.
He was having some fun with it. He said, "Yeah, my kid should have listened to me. I'm smarter than he gives me credit for." But yeah, the guy was New Jersey, I think, and he said, "No, I just like what Butler did a year ago. I guess that's why I put them in. Really, don't have an answer for Virginia Commonwealth."
Dad, want another scotch? Well, it looks like if Kentucky wins the national championship, the Shiatsu massage chair from Bruce Furniture would go to Stan Thayer, who leads it now currently with 720 points. God, isn't it usually like 1,000 by now in the Doug and Daddy pool? That just shows you how off the brackets are. But Stan has Kentucky to win the national championship. He's actually tied with G. Jones, but they have Duke. So, obviously, they're not going to score any more points. We do have a few people that have picked UConn. Jason Abels, M. Jordan, J. Is that Black or Bach? B-A. There's no L in it. B. Bach. B-A-A-C-K. J. Robeson, T. Myers has Kentucky in there. But, again, it's pretty much all settled. I mean, if UConn wins it, I think we're down to two people then, right? Jason Abels, and if Kentucky wins it, it's going to be Stan Thayer, and so it's going to come down to that game. I mean, Saturday, guys, I think that's it. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
He's
it.
He's on crack.
It's going to come down to those two. Stan or Jason's going to win the Shiatsu massage chair.
Congratulations.
And you don't even have to wait till the national championship, because they have the same, you know, UConn winning and Kentucky winning and winning. So whoever wins is Charlie Sheen. They're a winner. Shiatsu massage chair. So Stan and Jason, ready to duke it out. Kentucky and UConn. The winner, massage chair. The loser, pizza. Now, I don't know what else we got. We've got a lot of great fans out there, a lot of great prizes, a lot of great sponsors, including our friends at Bruce Furniture, Big Dally's Deli, Mid-Nebraska Speedway, Big O Tires, Burger King, the Big Apple Fun Center, jerseys, and a whole lot more. Thanks to all those folks for the prizes. And, you know, we'll get stuff to everyone until we run out of prizes to give away.
And don't forget, we got a word of the week coming as well. So a chance to win a Big Dally's Deli sandwich, as we always do here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You want to do the word of the week?
Not yet.
Okay, the word of the week and the spreads on the games. Plus, we've got a lot more to talk about besides NCAA basketball. It's all coming up after this.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Hear that? It's the sound of a PowerMat wireless charging system. Just drop and charge your smartphone and lose the cords. It's also the sound of a free smartphone and the sound of a free year of cell service. Just go to Facebook.com/PowerMat and find out how you can win and lose the cords. It's the PowerMat Lose the Cords Sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Purchase will not increase your chances of winning. Open to legal U.S. and Canadian residents, excluding the province of Quebec. Void or prohibited. For official rules and enter, visit Facebook.com/PowerMat. Promotion ends 4/30/11. Sponsored by PowerMat USA.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Westwood One presents Great Moments in Tournament History, brought to you by John Deere. Nothing runs like a deer.
Honoring Hank and the highest scoring game in history after this.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers. And if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Hey, college hoop fans, Dennis Miller here, inviting you to join me weekdays for the Dennis Miller Show. Log on to DennisMillerRadio.com to find a station near you or stream the show live. While you're there, check in with the DMZ, the Dennis Miller Zone. Become a member and get exclusive access to my bathrobe sessions, live on-air chats with me and the crew, and more. Exciting guests, rants and raves, lots of fun, and a voice of reason in this mixed-up, shook-up world. The Dennis Miller Show, right here on Westwood One and at DennisMillerRadio.com.
March of 1990, Loyola Marymount's Bo Kimble honors his fallen teammate and best friend Hank Gathers by shooting his first free throw of every game left-handed, just like Hank did before suddenly collapsing and dying days prior to the tournament. Led by Kimble, an emotionally charged Lions club advanced all the way to the Elite Eight before succumbing to eventual champion UNLV. Kimble scored 45 in an opening round win against New Mexico State, which set up a matchup against Michigan. Loyola Marymount walloped the Wolverines 149-115. That's the most points ever scored in a tournament game by one team, but it's the tribute to Big Hank by Bo that's remembered as another great moment in tournament history. I'm Kevin Kugler.
As we stay cloudy during the day today, we'll see periods of light snow with an inch or two of accumulation possible by this evening. With highs around 36, winds out of the southeast will stay at 10 to 15, then drop to 29 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Pulaski is ESPN, Rahio Superstation. Bruce Furniture, we've told you about the Shiatsu recliner, the massage chair we're giving away for the grand prize. Don't forget, right now you can also enjoy watching your favorite television programs, your favorite movies, or just relaxing with the family on their incredible four recliner sectional. And when you buy that, you get a 32-inch LCD TV, hide a seat, and body blanket for free. Check out Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance for more details. Become a friend of theirs on Facebook. Go online, brucefurniture.com, the place to be. Let's take a look at those point spreads, Tony. Creighton favored by 4.5 tonight, opened at 3. Oh, that's not the one you want to know. They take on Oregon tonight. Dana Altman back at the Quest Center.
Yeah, they're going to like it. Everybody's wondering, what's the reception? If you're not going to clap for Dana Altman, what he did for your program, it'd be pretty sad. I would think it'd be a huge ovation.
Okay. You don't know what the spread is, so we'll pretend that you don't. Butler, Virginia Commonwealth.
I said, yeah, I just put up three fingers yesterday. Am I close?
By who?
Butler.
Butler favored by 2.5 to 3. Kentucky, Connecticut.
Well, Kentucky's going to be favored in that one, but I think the same deal, 2 or 3.
Kentucky by 2. You have a problem. You have a problem. You have a problem.
Check on Vegas. Go to Vegas Insider right now. They should have a deal up for matchups in the finals to what those point spreads would be. Should be on the basketball front page.
Really? Greg chimes in. He goes, whoa, Doug. Sounds like the use of inner city means you're taking a look at black players.
Ooh, yeah, burn racism.
I'm looking at a Kansas roster, and some of those chuckers were from Lawrence, Kansas, and Burlington, Kansas, not places I think of as inner city.
Ooh.
How about we cast some blame towards AAU summer team ball as the source of shots like that rather than the neighborhood you grew up in, its median income, and its racial makeup?
Right, homeboy.
Boy. Okay, I'm going to say I don't sit there and watch AAU summer. Thanks, Greg. Basketball. But that's, what are we teaching our kids? Is that really what we're teaching our kids in AAU summer ball? And I've got Mr. and Miss Basketball and the Snow Jam and all that kind of stuff to look at. That doesn't seem to be what I'm seeing.
But now, there's so much of it.
Well, I know there's so much of it.
There's so much of everything.
I don't see kids shooting 25-footers in the ninth grade level.
Oh, ask Connor Bronick. He's launching half-court shots.
Was. Used to.
He's
them.
A gymmer.
Making them.
He's a gymmer of Central Nebraska Fayette. Yes. They're shooting them from out there.
We do have breaking news that we were able to confirm here in the last hour. Randy Carpenter is stepping down as the head girls basketball coach at Lexington. He is the only coach that the Lexington girls have ever had. 37 years for Coach Carpenter. 492 wins. They made it to state again this year. We had a chance to chat with Coach Carpenter the week of the girls state basketball tournament. More to come on this as well. Randy Carpenter stepping down as the head girls basketball coach of the Lexington Minute Maids.
Good for him. You know, that's a good way to end your career with the best player you've ever coached going out to Southern Utah and Haley Mandelko.
Outstanding player. Omaha World Herald did put her first team Super State. Lincoln Journal Star had her second team in Mandelko. Paige Hasty, second team Class B in the Omaha paper. And the Lincoln paper had her like the second best player. Hasty, Mandelko, and Katie out of Seward. The Hastings College baseball doubleheader with Briarcliff postponed yesterday. Going to try and play it today. Postponed today. They're going to try and play it on Wednesday. So no Hastings College baseball today against Briarcliff. They're going to try and make that up on Wednesday. Hastings went 1-1 against Morningside on Friday. UNK won both of their baseball games Friday. Couldn't get any more in Saturday or Sunday. The weird world that we have, the UNK softball team ended up going to McCook to play home games. They had to, then they couldn't find any place to stay in McCook. Must have had a huge convention going on Saturday night or Friday night, whatever the case was. And so then they drove to North Platte, stayed overnight, then drove back to McCook and played one more game to finish out the four-game series. They went 2-2. Of course, Hastings softball didn't play over the weekend. They were coming back from their Arizona trip. Husker baseball, 1-2, very promising start. Scored 15 runs on the road. That was the most runs they've scored in a road game in conference since 2002. And then they scored 8 runs in the second night, but it wasn't enough. So they win 15-5, they lose 10-8, and then they get shut out yesterday, 3-0. They will have a makeup game with Doan at home Wednesday. Then Oklahoma State comes in this weekend. And, of course, Nebraska boy Frank Anderson, we expect to have him on the show later in the week, the head coach and manager of Oklahoma State. Also, not 100% confirmed yet, but pretty much right on. I believe it will happen tomorrow. If not Wednesday, but tomorrow, I believe, is the day that we are going to have the best wrestler in the country join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The Hodge Trophy winner, Jordan Burroughs of Nebraska, I believe, is going to join us tomorrow. If not, it would be Wednesday, but we're looking really solid for tomorrow to have Jordan Burroughs join us on the show. Last week named the Hodge Trophy winner, which goes to the most outstanding wrestler in the country, winning his second national championship, the only Husker to ever win 2 national championships, and he went 36-0 this past season.
Nice. That's pretty exciting. Of all the, you know, I knew Jordan Burroughs was good. I just didn't realize he garnered that much respect nationally to receive that award. Good for him. Good for him. Look forward to having him on. Merritt, did we find it? No, we have not. A lot of times they'll put those matchups up. If UConn advances to face Virginia Commonwealth or Butler, they'd be favored by X. And
Postal Chuck just sent me that I'm the best sports guy on the planet. He must have liked my rant.
Aww.
So thanks, Postal Chuck. Appreciate that.
How about Dan Beebe being on the podium handing Virginia Commonwealth the trophy yesterday?
Oops. 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 But getting back to Kansas just a little bit. In the Bill Self era, here are the NCAA tournament teams. These are the teams. And, you know, great kudos. They won the 08 National Championship. Great. And it's almost sacrilege to throw them under the bus. But you know what? Colin Coward was right. I realized that, you know, yesterday when they were getting thumped on, these guys don't beat anybody in the tournament. 2004, first year for Bill Self. Illinois, Chicago, Pacific, and Alabama, Birmingham, before being beat by Georgia Tech. In the 2005 tournament, they lose in the first round to Bucknell. In the 2006 tournament, they lose in the first round to Bradley. In the 2007 tournament, Niagara and Southern Illinois, they beat Kentucky. Okay, and that's the only named team I can find that they've beaten outside of the 08 tournament. And remember, in the 08 tournament, they beat Portland State, UNLV, Davidson.
That in Omaha.
And Memphis in the national championship game. Not exactly power conferences. They did beat North Carolina that year. 2009, North Dakota State and Dayton were the teams they beat. 2010, Lehigh. Kentucky, outside of the national championship season, where they beat North Carolina. So they beat Kentucky and North Carolina, the only two named programs Bill Self has beaten in the NCAA tournament in 8 years at Kansas. I don't think people realize that. When they make their deep runs, like they did this year, they played nobody. If you couldn't make it this year, baby, that ain't a good sign. That ain't a good sign. All kudos to Virginia Commonwealth, but you play a 16, a 9, a 12, and an 11, and it's not like you were playing away from home very far.
Well, it's never going to be set up better than it was this year.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And we're I want Kansas to win. This is nothing to do with Nebraska. And being from Nebraska, I want Kansas to win, but it's kind of amazing when you push away that they're winning 30 games a year, but not doing anything with it. There are a few of those teams in different programs that just can't get over the hump. Oh yeah, great regular season, big deal. So you've been a 1 and a 2 seed every year, big deal. You ain't doing nothing with it. You ain't doing anything with it.
Well, it's still a big deal. I mean, you can't just put it off as, oh, well, nice season. They go through the Big 12, the toughest team, toughest conference in the nation.
Illinois, Chicago, Pacific, Bucknell. They're not even beating Bucknell and Bradley and Northern Iowa.
That's why they're not, because the conference season beats you up too much, much like the Big East eliminated itself.
Connecticut. Now, Connecticut's really beat up after playing 5 games. You know, Virginia Commonwealth could become the first team to win 6 games in the NCAA tournament and not be named national champions.
That is very true. But they could also become the first team to win 7 games and hold that national title back to Richmond.
Joel and Kearney says, well, it doesn't officially say Kearney, but I believe it's Kearney. You mentioned Nebraska not hitting shots. Why can't Drake Baronic shoot wide-open threes after spending 2 years in Lincoln? He was great in Kearney. Is this coaching since no one on the team can shoot? That's probably Ted Gilmore's fault, too.
No, it's Sean Watson's.
We'll take a break. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget, folks, as the spring season is here, we're getting ready for baseball and softball, and Misco Sports can order all the gear you need. Uniforms, hats, the travel bags you need for travel teams, for American Legion baseball, for your softball squads, and they've got the gear to get you better on the diamond as well. The best gloves, the best cleats, all the bats you need for little kids baseball to girls softball to men's softball to town team baseball. It's all there. Everything you need. See them today. Open 7 days a week at Misco Sports on the Bricks, downtown Kearney Center.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. In business today, people are on the go, you know that. Whether they're working from home, a different office, or traveling, it's almost impossible to get everybody in the same room for a meeting. That's why I recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. Everybody can meet online. Doesn't matter where you are. GoToMeeting.com allows you to collaborate on documents in real time, like being in the same room. It's so easy. Get started with GoToMeeting in just minutes. Attendees can join with just a click. Plus, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. How cool is that? And free phone conferencing and voice over IP included. GoToMeeting.com. Try it free for 45 days just for my listeners. That's an additional 15 days if you use the promo code ESPN. For this special extended trial offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the try it free button, use the promo code ESPN. In business today, people are on the go. You can't get them in the same room. Try GoToMeeting free for 45 days and be sure to type in ESPN. GoToMeeting.com.
Michael Holen claims the best steak he ever ate was at a small cafe in Northern California. They said it was a secret marinade recipe. Years later, a relative bought the cafe owner's house and found that secret recipe in a cupboard. You can find that same original recipe marinade now made by Hole-in-One Farms. Ask your grocer where they stock the Hole-in-One Farms products. Click on the Hole-in-One Farms link at kkpr.com for the Hole-in-One story.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As we stay cloudy during the day today, we'll see periods of light snow with an inch or two of accumulation possible by this evening. With highs around 36, winds out of the southeast will stay at 10 to 15, then drop to 29 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday program in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Daddy! March is winding down, but the deals are not at Midway. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, the Midway Auto Group.
Well, they sell cars there. That's what they do. So it's really not hit for them to talk about gas and the prices that are rising, continually affecting us all. They're not shying away from it, folks. They want to talk to you about solutions to the higher gas prices. Got a family? You got to consider the 7-passenger, 24 miles per gallon Chevrolet Traverse. The award-winning Chevrolet Equinox crossover with its impressive 32 mpg. Need a 5-passenger midsize sedan that gets 33 miles per gallon? You need to see the number one selling sedan in the Chevrolet lineup, the Malibu. What about a 5-passenger sedan that could save you an incredible $6,000 over the next 5 years? They're proud to present the Cruise Eco. Folks, they're not shying away from the gas prices. Neither should you. Come talk to them today. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Think Midway. It's a better way.
Time for our three words of the week. You use these three words in an email any way you want. You can make it funny. You can make it serious. You can make a poem. However you want to do it. A limerick, if you will. It's our three words. When we use these three words, we draw out someone at the end of the week to win a Big Dally Deli combo at two locations in Hastings, 801 West 2nd, 610 East South, or in Kearney, top of the hill, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, where they have how many sandwiches?
They say a bazillion, but I think it's a bazillion three.
Adding to it all the time.
What is your favorite? What have you been going with lately?
I mix it up. I've been doing a little pastrami the last time, couple times up there. Love the turkey. A little hard salami maybe on it.
I've been going Philly steak and cheese almost exclusively now all of a sudden. But great selections nonetheless.
My word, I've already used it on this show, is discipline. Your word?
My word is curious.
And Merritt's word is?
Busted.
Busted. Okay. Discipline. Curious. Busted. Discipline. Curious. Busted. Use those in an email any way you like, and we will put you in for the drawing at the end of the week to win a Big Dally Deli combo.
Busted.
Busted.
Other things that happened in the world of sports besides basketball. Tennessee did hire a new coach, but that is basketball. How about the women's basketball? Huh? Brittany Griner, 40 last night, and Connecticut finds a way to win, unlike Kansas. Georgetown had them down. Connecticut goes on a 13-2 run, gets the lead, and once they get the lead, they never lose it again, and they advance on where they will play Duke. I will throw this out, something I did not realize until yesterday. And again, if this had happened in the men's tournament, that's all, I mean, they'd have been talking about VCU, they'd have been talking about UAB getting into the tournament, and they'd have been talking about how in the world can you put Kansas and Texas in the same region? Pick whoever you want. Pick. How can you put Duke and North Carolina in the same region? How can you put the two best teams in any conference in the same region? Yet they've done it in the women's tournament with Baylor and Texas A&M. Baylor, one of their two losses, one to Connecticut, the other to Texas A&M. Both in the top 10 in the country, and you put them in the same region. Who is held accountable at the NCAA for, once again, their idiocy? My God, people! That is just insane! Texas A&M, throw them in Connecticut's bracket. Hell, maybe they're better than Connecticut. Duke, put them in with Baylor. Who does this? How stupid are the people on this committee? I mean, that is such a glaring error that there's no excuse for it. It takes no sense, no knowledge, just dumb. Notre Dame and Oklahoma played yesterday, a rematch from where we went down to Kansas City last year and watched Kentucky beat Nebraska and Notre Dame play Oklahoma and advance on.
That this was actually brought up the opening night, and both Baylor's coach Mulkey, is that correct?
Kim Mulkey
and the Texas A&M coach, both just shaking their heads. This will be the fourth time. Should they both have advanced, which they have that far, they will have to play this year.
It's just insane. It's just insane. And I know there's a lot of people out there going, it's women's basketball. Doesn't it? Well, imagine if it's a sport you like. That's all you got to do. Imagine if it's a sport you like.
Well, you just want the best teams to advance in a fair manner. And this is not... it's not fair. That's all you're saying.
Hey, did you catch the exciting finish of that NASCAR race yesterday?
It was awesome.
And neither did anybody else. The Nebraska Danger. Danger. Very good crowd again. But a kickoff return in the final 90 seconds broke their back. And the Danger fell to Green Bay 48-38. They now go to La Crosse on Sunday, right? The third? Yeah, Sunday. For their next game. They're 1-2. They've won one. Very competitive game yesterday. You know, if you're a new team or a new franchise in a league, not much is expected. I think through three games, you got to like what you've seen. Yeah, they got blown out in game two, but that's probably against the best team in the league up at Sioux Falls. They're back home. The problem now is three of their next four games are on the road. April 16th, which is the spring game. When you come back from Lincoln, go to the next Nebraska Danger game, April 16th, against the Allen Wranglers. Texas.
Allen, Texas.
There you go. That okay? That good with you? That fine? Tri-City Storm.
I went Friday night. You went Saturday night. I was 2-0 so fast on Friday night the wrong way that.
Yeah, I guess this is the if you can't say something nice, you don't say something at all. I know some injuries, but wow, when they needed to make a run, it just hasn't been close. They're not losing in shootouts anymore, and that I feel bad for Coach Shenick and the crew out there. I think they thought they were headed in the right direction, and then all of a sudden, that's not the case, and they're going to miss the playoffs, and 4 of the final 5 games are on the road, and that's not going to be fun for everyone, but they had a great crowd on Saturday. Officially, it was a sellout on Saturday. That's the biggest crowd I've seen at a Storm game since the playoff year, where they won the cup, regular season cup, and the playoffs didn't have that many people at them, but over 4,000 at the game on Saturday. And they didn't see one goal scored by the Storm. That's the bad thing. You just can't have that. They want more people coming into their games. They want to raise attendance. You can't have a sellout and have a 1-0 hockey game with 5 minutes to go, because that's just yawn, yawn, yawn.
Yeah, only 19 wins this season, so.
So we'll see. We'll see. The Nebraska volleyball team, they're also working spring action. They did not drop a set in winning the Great Lakes Collegiate Challenge in Chicago on Saturday, beating Toledo, Wisconsin, and Michigan State. The Huskers will be at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island April the 9th when they take on Wichita State. Wichita State at the Heartland Event Center on April the 9th. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster or at the Heartland Event Center box office. So they've got a lot of stuff going on. Should be fun.
You bring talking Nebraska women. Did you mention the softball?
1-1 this weekend for.
But against Oklahoma, they knock them off.
Seventh
Oklahoma,
team in the country.
Expected to be the best team in the Big 12. They knocked them off the first game. And one of those twins is actually tied with 13 home runs, the freshman home run record. She's tied it right now with a good portion or half at least of the season left. So they're doing good things there, and Oklahoma rebounded to take the second game and split that series up. Nonetheless, great weekend again for them. I think they're 27-4. I believe that's the record on the year. So good for them. Douglas, I was just thinking, Butler, back-to-back Final Fours. Here's your trivia question. Who's the last non-major team out of the 6 major conferences to go to back-to-back Final Fours?
Memphis.
No.
So this is like 40 years ago?
No.
The last non-major. Last non-major to go to back-to-back Final Fours.
I'll give you a T-shirt, 1-888-455-3776, if you know the answer to that. The last non-major.
It's not Gonzaga, so don't even guess Gonzaga. Who's the last non-major to go to back-to-back Final Fours? Who's the out of the non-BCS conferences, who's the last team to go to back-to-back Final Fours? That's interesting. It's an interesting question. It's a good answer. Well, it's the correct answer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Not a good answer. It's the correct answer.
You got a winner, Brad? We got a winner. It is the Running Rebels of UNLV.
Ah.
1991.
Yeah. It's been a while. 20 years.
But, I mean, it was a team that.
And by the way, today, they have advanced on to round 2. Okay, I thought they were announcing that. Oh, they did in the last hour here. They announced the Madden. Who's going to advance on? Ndamukong Suh got beat 72-28%. Danny Woodhead advances on 62-38, and I think he's got a favorable matchup with Akeem Nix.
Really?
So get on for the next week. You go to our webpage, ESPNSuperStation.com. We've got a link up there. Madden 12, for the first time ever, is letting you vote on who will be on the cover. Madden Games, the video games, EA Sports, voting to who will be on the cover. And let's see if there were any real upsets. Peyton Hillis, he did advance on. He has a 10 seed over Rice. Adrian Peterson was a 9 seed. He moves on. But there was no real upsets. A lot of lamos. I can't believe Ndamukong Suh was a 16 seed. Had he been against about anybody else, some of those lamos that were on there, I can't believe it. He would have advanced on, I think. But Aaron Rodgers against Sam Bradford. Aaron Rodgers. Danny Woodhead against Akeem Nicks. Danny Woodhead. Maurice Jones-Drew against Jamal Charles. There's an interesting matchup. Matt Ryan against Peyton Hillis. Phillip Rivers against Adrian Peterson. Drew Brees against Mark Sanchez. Michael Vick against Andre Johnson. And Hines Ward against Patrick Willis. Those are the second round. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote for Danny Woodhead. We will be back with more in a minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. A reminder that all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Try two breakfast croissant-wiches. I always screw that word up. You know, it's a sandwich on a croissant. They're only $3 if you get two of them, and they're very good. I like mine with the ham. Two locations in Kearney, Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. Back after this.
Take a look at your refrigerator. See that spot on the front upper left-hand corner? Get one of your magnets. I've got some information that you're going to want to stick right there. Now write this down. ThinkApproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K approved.com. If you've been unable to purchase quality transportation because of bad credit, credit card debt, bankruptcy, or charge-offs, the new Midway Auto Credit at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney can and will help. Change your life at thinkapproved.com.
Hear that? It's the sound of a PowerMat wireless charging system. Just drop and charge your smartphone and lose the cords. It's also the sound of a free smartphone and the sound of a free year of cell service. Just go to facebook.com/PowerMat and find out how you can win and lose the cords. It's the PowerMat Lose the Cords sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Purchase will not increase your chances of winning. Open to legal U.S. and Canadian residents, excluding the province of Quebec. Void or prohibited. For official rules and enter, visit facebook.com/PowerMat. Promotion ends 4/30/11. Sponsored by PowerMat USA.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings spray-on bed liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney for a free estimate.
We're going to combine the pass
makes a catch
with the long ball.
Bye-bye, baseball!
The dig.
Great digging.
And elements of the Sandra Bullock movie.
Hey, Hunter,
now
off.
The safe parts.
This is much better.
And on April 16th, we're taking a fan bus to a Husker Sports triple header. Red-white game. Husker baseball against K-State. A Husker volleyball exhibition against the Cyclones. All admission, transportation, and tailgate party included. Only $95.
What do you do?
Call First Holiday Tour and Travel for your spot. 308-384-1800. Brought to you by Slumberland, Kearney and Grand Island, and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
As we stay cloudy during the day today, we'll see periods of light snow with an inch or two of accumulation possible by this evening. With highs around 36, winds out of the southeast will stay at 10 to 15, then drop to 29 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 30.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, a typical Monday.
You know, it's a typical Monday for me because I got up this morning, took a little berserk, Complete Nutrition, now open in two locations to better serve you. Grand Island is right north of Gordman's, just off of Highway 281, conveniently located in Kearney, right north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue. Want to call them today at 338-1-5th. That's 338-1348 in Kearney, or 382-TONE. That's 382-8663. Talk to one of their trained professionals or visit them online at CompleteNutrition.com. Ask them about the CTS 360, the complete toning system, which includes three levels of fat burners to help you. Plus, it's got tone and night for me to go along with it. Ask them about it today. Complete Nutrition. Look better, feel better, and perform better today.
So happy for you.
Yes! Berserk.
How was your performance this weekend?
Excellent.
Glad to hear. Good to hear. All right.
You know, I had so many different brackets and so many different things could have happened. All of them eliminated everything that I did. I mean, normally, you know, a year ago, you looked at those brackets and just thought, man, I know what I'm talking about. And just like everybody else is this year. Kapow!
Well, of course it is. You should feel proud if you are a Kentucky fan, because I can't imagine there's a Connecticut fan. I don't know who else would be out there to do it. And even if you happen to pick Butler to go a long way, you probably never picked him to win a national championship. Most brackets are done. Most brackets are done, unless you have Connecticut or UConn. And there are some people that have, Connecticut or Kentucky, and some people have Connecticut winning the national championship. So go to the Doug and Daddy page, see who's at the top. It's down to Stan and Jason, who's going to win the Shiatsu chair, unless I totally missed something or Merritt totally missed something, and that's possible. But I think it's down to those two. Here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up tomorrow, we expect to be joined by the Hodge Trophy winner, Jordan Burroughs, the best wrestler in all of the country. Later on in the week, Frank Anderson, manager at Oklahoma State, and a whole lot more.
Plus five lunches coming the big guy's way from Duda. I have won our bracket challenge. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.